you give the Lord a great big thank you and a great big Lord, we love you for the ministry of Brother and Sister Hernandez.
Several years ago, my brother sat in a total armored vehicle in the middle of a desert storm. And he said, all of a sudden, I began to hear bombs dropping all around me. They were 12 miles from the front lines. And he said, I thought in my mind, in my spirit, it's over, God. I'm going home. And he said, all of a sudden, the bombing stopped. He said, I opened the hatch and began to run around and look around and see what had taken place. And somebody had miscommunicated the target and friendly fire had killed some of our own men that my brother saw right before his eyes. It was a miscommunication that caused the same camp to have destruction. And I begin to think about what the devil has tried to do to young people and to the church at large across the world. But because of the communication of the church prayer, because young people, old people, children, people of all ages, all of a sudden in the last 5 years, have taken a hold of prayer like never before. The signal of the enemy is breaking up and he's beginning to self-destruct. He's beginning to knock off some of his own targets. He's getting confused and shot into disarray. And if we've ever had an hour where the communication of God is infiltrating the church and directing the body of Christ, this is that hour. And young people, if you ever expect to hear from God, expect it now. No longer predicate your thoughts on the ability. What does that mean? Because henceforth the voice of the Spirit is speaking expressly in the latter times. For as the devil is trying to shout his way unto defeat, God is already shouting his church unto victory. And that shout will continue until he descends with a shout. So the next time you're wondering, why can't I hear God? Fall on your face. Open your ears. Prepare yourself a heart, because God is speaking out of His holy hill, out of Zion. He is proclaiming victory unto the Pentecostals of the world, and He is telling us this is the moment and time. For us to take up ground the places that seemed untakeable, Brother Jeremy. You know what was happening? You just thought it couldn't be done. But there are spiritual explanations that the little Toshas and Melissas are waiting to hear. There's a Melissa in your school. There's a John, a Joey in your school. And their ears are open. A young lady called me right before service. She had left her car in neutral and gone to work. I parked my rental car in the driving garage several months ago. Her car rolled out of the slot, banged into mine. It was probably going to cost her over $1,000 to get it fixed. I called in the other day to the insurance company. They said, I don't know what happened. The report's still here, but the car's being rented out again. Must have got fixed. We closed the case. No charge. She called me on the phone. I said, you know what? I said, they dismissed the claim. There's no charge. She said, I can't believe that. That's the best thing that's happened to me all week. I said, you know why? You're on the Lord's side. Amen. I love the Lord, and He loves us, and He's taking care of His church. That's why I'm telling you, God has good things in store. Oh, clap your hands, all you people.
Our testimony, but I have to after all these awesome testimonies, because when people testify, they bring back to our memories about what God has done for us. Well, I am a product of a school Bible study, and the first time I ever came in contact with the Lord and felt the Holy Ghost was in a dorm room, and I am thankful for two schoolmates who didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet, but were just excited about God and knocked on our door and invited us to that study. And God can do awesome things, as has been said over and over again, in your schools and the people around you. They told me after I received the Holy Ghost, those young people said, we never thought you'd ever make it. I didn't look like the type to them that was going to want to live for God. But they didn't know deep in my heart, I wanted to live for God more than anything. And I didn't even know about Him, but when I came into His presence, I wanted to. It gave me hunger. I wanted to know about Him. I never knew about heaven. I never knew about all the things that the Bible talks about, and a wonderful new understanding was opened unto me. And I'm just thankful, and I encourage you all to go out and work, because the field is white and ready for harvest. Amen. Worship with us as we play the song. There is power, power, wonder-working power. We have the power and the knowledge by the Word of God, and if you will use your Holy Ghost, God will direct your steps and lead you to win many souls for Him. In Jesus' name, worship with us. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost is here. God is sending you young people out on an assignment. He's sending you out to reach other people. The devil used to hold you like this. He used to strangle you by the neck by reason of taking of your authority, making you feel insignificant and useless. It constantly gave you stepping stones of condemnation and guilt. But the reason that the Lord has set you up upon a rock, on a firm foundation, is because upon this rock, He is building this part of the church. And the gates of hell that you have lived by shall no longer be able to withstand. For you have stood against the wiles of the devil when the wiles told you, you cannot make it. But now you shall penetrate the gates of hell. And you shall push back as Samson lifted up the gates and carried them off. You shall lift up the gates of hell and push them back. Take up territory in your workplace. Shakataha. Mudrokotasaha. For the tool that you hold in your hand, no, not the physical tool you work with, but the sword that I have put in your hand, saith the Lord. I have put it there that you might cut away the cords that the past tried to tie you with. And with this sword, you shall, as the farmer takes the machete and cuts away a path in the wilderness, shakataha, you shall so cut a path. And in this path, you shall teach others to walk therein. And their walk shall not require as much as your walk. But I have set you in the forefront because of the ability I have put in your hand to tear down those things, those bristles, those thorns that have sprung up that others might not be pricked therewith. So run and do not be weary. Walk, you shall not faint. For I, the Lord, have assigned you. Shakara Mahata. Let's worship the Lord in this place. Let's worship the loco reto sata la bahata. Hikoto sata tata la bahaya. For it is I, saith the Lord, who have come in the power of my might. Be no longer afraid. For I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I gave you love. I've given you power. And I've given your mind that thinks disciplined. And with these disciplines, I have created habits in you, not for your education and not for your material success, but I have created a table before you in the midst of your enemies. And I have prepared this table that upon the disciplines that you are laying out in your life now, the use thereof will only cause you to get into places because of the work that I shall have you do in those places. It is not my vision according to your material success that I am looking at. But there is a greater success within the success that the world will see that you have. And within the success I have given you, you shall begin to fine-tune and finally walk your way in the cords of some upper echelon places. And in these upper echelon places, I shall reveal my wisdom out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. And you shall have words in your mouth, thoughts in your mind. Be not afraid to speak them. For I, the Lord your God, am the voice that calls you unto the places you shall walk. For I have not prepared a place for you that I have not gone already set before you. Understand, the table is set. Understand, it is prepared for your behalf and the kingdom's behalf. Walk in it, accept it, do the will of my kingdom, and I shall do what I have given in prophecy unto many. I also meant it unto you. Be not afraid to speak in the clarity of my spirit, for my spirit speaks clearly. And when I say speak, my daughter, you speak. When I say stop, you stop. When I say run, you run. When I say go, you go. And you shall see the glory of the Lord displayed in the actions and the reactions of those things I give you to work in with people, saith the Lord. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. That was for more than one person. Lord, I give you praise in this sanctuary. Lord, I kororori adana masata tahata. He kamarando lorona masata lakataya. Maroto soto kori andala bahaya. In the name of the Lord, I pray you loose rest, wherewith you cause the weary to rest. Lord God, for this is the time of rest. This is the season of rest, O God, wherewith the Holy Ghost gives rest unto us. God, I pray the transmission of your Spirit that has come into the sanctuary of the Most High might begin to unfold as the blossom unfolds and begins to loose, O God, its very fragrance upon the earth. So be it with the rest of your Spirit in this house to open as a blossom and begin to loose the fragrance upon the daughters of Zion in the house of the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We give you honor in this place, Jesus. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Would you make yourself available in the presence of Almighty God in this house? Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. That's okay. Exercise that just a little bit in the Holy Ghost. Let your faith loose in this sanctuary today as the Spirit of the Lord, amen, brings in a flood of the Spirit. Light years. That's what time it is. Light years. Amen. For the night cometh when no man can work. But it is now the daytime. Light years. That's the day that we are living in this very hour. And in the middle of light years, when darkness and clouds and storms rise and try to cover us up, you've got to realize that in the midst of all that, God is loosing light. And light brings revelation. And we need to be instant, in season, and out of season, to loose light. You see, Jesus is trying to teach us a principle and the path of righteousness. That even at the time of Gethsemane, even at the time of the cross and the crucifixion, there was light that was beaming through the darkest part of the night. And God is trying to get us to understand that at the darkest part of the night, there is a light that's beaming through every nook and cranny that's breaking open. God is establishing His light in some of the most darkest places. When the even was come, Matthew declares, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Sometimes even your peers try to wrap you up. And he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. It is the devil's delight that you would not find out what happens when you die out to God. It is the devil's desire to keep you from accepting any cross that God would allow us to carry. Because if He can keep us from the cross, then He can keep us from the resurrection. But if we're willing to take up our cross and follow Him, then He's willing to loose His resurrection and resurrect us. The devil does not want us to understand the power that we have received doing three things: repenting, being baptized in Jesus' name, receiving the Holy Ghost. The powers of darkness realized and realize today that every time that process takes place, there is a dying, there is a burying, and then there is a process of resurrection that begins to unfold. And when God begins to unfold that resurrection, young people, in your life, there's something that happens in the kingdom of light, and there's something that happens in the kingdom of darkness. Where the devil would love for you to stop is just in the dying. Some people don't want you to go past the dying. You see, in the midst of despair, we relate very well to despair. Matter of fact, it's always easier to relate to despair than it is to deliverance. And so Joseph of Arimathea saw that his friend, his master, his leader, the one he had confidence, had died. And so to console the man of the death, he got something to wrap him in. And he began to wrap him up. And you see, it's easy for the devil to bring us into the mode of guilt, condemnation, anxiety, frustration, feeling down upon ourselves, saying, "Oh God, help me. Oh God, I need you. Oh God, what's that? I don't understand what's oh God." And we get in this oh God business, and we stay in this oh God business. Know what that is? Oh man, I really know what you're going through. I feel you, and then we start crying with each other. Because we can cry with each other. But what happens to the segment? He says, "Wait a minute, let's just not start crying. Let's stop crying, let's get over it, and let's get on with it." But no, 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 it's easier. It's just, oh, God. Come over here, come join us. Come on, come join us. Come on, somebody else, come join us. You know what's happening? We're wrapping each other up. And the devil would love for us to get wrapped up, laid in a tomb, closed out somewhere with a big old stone over it. But Christ didn't bring us to a death with the purpose of wrapping us up. He brought us to a death with the purpose of resurrection in mind. Come on! He is the resurrection. He is the life. If any, come unto Him. He said, "I'll give you life and that more abundantly." Paul said, "I die daily." But it wasn't the dying that Paul enjoyed. He understood upon every death, there's a resurrection. What I'm trying to tell you is that every cross has a resurrection. It doesn't matter what the name or the price tag on the cross is. I've come to tell you, if you'll pick it up, it's got a resurrection attached to it. The devil says, no. Come on. Listen to your friends. Hear them. They're just on the other side of the tomb. They're sitting. They're just hanging out. They don't expect anything more to happen. They don't have a clue of what's taking place. All they can see is, man, look how dark the clouds are. Look how rough it's been. How rough has it been? It's been pretty rough, hasn't it? Been pretty rough. But thus saith the Lord, I cause those things that are rough to become plain and straight. All the bumpy roads and all the roller coaster rides you have taken forever. I have come to give you a new understanding this night, saith the Lord. I have come to quicken your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. I have come to cause your destiny and your destination and your focus to be determined in those things that are above and not those things that are upon the earth. For it is the pressure of some of your peers that have tried to cause you, amen, to look only, amen, horizontally. But I have come that you might look up and look vertically unto those things that I am bringing you there unto, saith God. Understand, the negative past shall not keep you from the positive future that I have laid before you. For I have laid a crown up for you, my daughter, and you are going to make it. And I rebuke the enemy's thoughts who have been haunting you and making you wonder whether you would come into my household of faith. I tell you, I bought you with my blood. You are my daughter by spirit birth and water birth. I have brought you for such a time as this. Fear not, saith the Lord, arise and shine, for my glory has come to arise upon you. Raise your hands There's healing coming to this house right now. If there's something in your soul that's been bothering your spirit, there's healing coming. There's resurrection, healing coming into the places where the wounds of the enemy have tried to attack your spirit by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the healing, the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was it not a sword that I put in your hand? What is not a shield? That's all. A sword and a shield. A sword and a shield, son. Did you hear what God just told you back there in the back? Right there. You, sir. Yeah, next to you. A sword and a shield. He's putting in your hand. There have been some huge darts that have been thrown at you from every side. God says, here, take this. A sword. Here, take this. A shield. What is that? Light. What is that? The only day. Can you turn off these lights for a second? Turn them off. Can you turn all the way off? All of them. Can you turn all of them off? All of them. Down. Down. All the way. Even those down there. Turn them off. You could hear this chanting. Somebody laugh, a wicked laugh. Go ahead, several of you. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, play it up, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, come on. You could hear, You could hear it, you could hear it, you could hear it, you could hear it. And all of a sudden, you could hear from the bottom of the earth that there was a sound. There was a sound. It was somebody taking a hammer, and there was a sound. You could hear all of a sudden another sound came from the earth's surface. And there go those laughs again. 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 Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you heard as it was this piece of stump, and all of a sudden this in the ground. People began to scream, and you could hear from the bottom of the earth that people began to scream and holler, and after a little while there was silence. And then there was nothing. Hear a little thunder. Thunder settled down. And all of a sudden in hell, where light never shines, there was a little light that came on. Way in the distance, you could see a light that came on. Hello. Light. Thank you. It came on. One demon looked at the other and said, who's that? And then there was a little more light as he got closer. It came on. And then a little more light as he got closer. Who's that? What's going on in here? Who is that? Who's coming down here? A little more light came on the scene, and a little more light, 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 and as fast as you could turn them buttons, a little more light, amen, came on the scene. Jesus walked in the middle of hell. And he taught us a principle. You can shine your light in the middle of hell. There's not a devil in hell that can stop, amen, the marvelous light that has brought us under this place that Christ has given us, where the Lamb is the light and the Lamb which taketh away the blood, amen, the sins of the world dwelleth in us. That's why the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord says, I'll teach you how to have a Bible. I'll walk in the middle of hell, turn the light on, and show you how to dispel darkness in the presence of hell. God shall say, what I'm going to show you. Here's what you do, young people. You walk in the loud light of His countenance. Therefore, we are buried with Him in baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in likeness of His death, how many of you have been planted together in likeness of His death? Shout, yeah! No, come on, shout, yeah! Then, amen, also, likewise, shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Shout, yeah! Knowing this, say, I know something. Look at your neighbor and say, you know something. That our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, say from now on, say from now on, say from this day forward, from now on we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. And if the Son has set us free, my Bible tells me we are free in peace. We're in the light. We're in the light years. I could see it. Jesus walking up and down, amen, mostly down in hell. And Peter said it this way, for if God spared not the angels of sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness. Everybody say chains of darkness. To be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah with the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example to those after that should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to. Would you say that? The Lord knoweth how to. Would you say it again? The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of not sin, temptation. You know what God's going to do for you? When you walk into school tomorrow, when you walk on your job tomorrow, when you recognize the light that's been invested in you by the light of Christ, when you walk into a room, the reason people turn their heads, it's not because you're dressed different. You're not dressed any different than a lot of other people. I've been in Europe and they look just like you. But you know what? People don't turn their heads and look at those ladies. You know why they turn around and look at us? Because there's something beyond just your beautiful hair that hangs down uncut, amen, and your dress and your modest apparel that walks down the street. There's a light that's emanating out of your innermost being that begins to trigger a signal when darkness is in a room and you walk in that room full of the power of the Holy Ghost. There's something that turns on in that room that dispels darkness. When you walk in a, God forbid, not a Denny's. Everybody 50 and above is going, I like Denny's. Just kidding. But you walk in an Applebee's and the rock and roll is blaring and those guys sitting up there in that center island drinking a booze. And all of a sudden, there's a few Pentecostal young people that come walking through the door and people start going. You know what's happening? That room was filled with a bunch of blackness and darkness. But as soon as you stepped into that room, it was like walking in the middle of hell. And the lights came on in that sanctuary. It became God's dwelling place. God says, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you out in this world. You're the light of the world. You can't be set on a hill. Don't try to hide it. You can't hide it. You're different. There's no doubt about it. Holy God is invested in you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And where God's sending you to is so people can have the ability to see their way home. Understand why devils don't want you to understand what's going on. What's happening? You see, the devils love to take, you would love to take the chains that were given to them years ago when they were cast out of heaven, Peter said. They were delivered unto chains. One day I walked into Stillwater. Is this all right? You guys got a few moments? I walked into Stillwater, Oklahoma. Little old church, little old youth group. Didn't seem like they could accomplish much. I said, young people, let's pray. We're going to have a 3-hour prayer meeting. They laughed at me. They said, man, young people can't pray 3 hours. I've got news for you. There are young people that do pray 3 hours. Huh. And there's more and more of them every day. I just talked to a young lady today who signed up for Warriors Adventure Revival with the prayer team. Amen. That's going to pray all over this world and cause people, amen, to come to Christ because of the powerful prayer going around this world. Talked to her on the phone. She said, we're praying. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying. We're storming the gates of hell. We're praying. My God, when people all over the world are praying now, things are beginning to twist and turn, and the devil's getting very, very panicky at this very present time. Young people say, we'll come. We'll pray. We'll do the best we can. They came on a Friday night. Friday night, we... out right here, and it was crystal clear, just glittering. It just appeared and disappeared. I thought, what in the world was that? I thought, no, that must have been my mind. God said, don't you start that. And I thought, God, what are you doing here? And he said, we're going to pray, young people. And when we pray, God is going to begin to cut away the chains. He didn't know that I had just seen the sword of the Lord come into that building. And all of a sudden, amen, those chains that the devils had been assigned to be bound in had been somehow, those devils had convinced some young people that those chains belonged to them and had begun to wrap their feet, their hands, and wrap them up in chains. But when the angel of the Lord that was sent by God that encampeth round about we who fear the Lord came in to the sanctuary, God began to manifest His light. One by one, those young people began to fall out as God began to cut off the chains. To make a long story short, that literally carried us to the next cause. We did pray 3 hours. We went home that night. We came back on a Sunday night. 2 nights later, there was a bunch of sick people in the building. We had all those young people come up who had been delivered. They began to pray. Now, I had not told anyone about this sword. Not even the pastor hadn't told them yet. And that night, as they began to pray, a 12-year-old young lady prayed for her mother who was suffering from a muscle disease. And there's a muscle disease in this building here tonight. And I want you to raise your hand because God's going to heal your muscle disease right now. It's something to do with it's not carpal tunnel, but it's similar to carpal tunnel. Amen. If you have that, you're suffering right back there. I want you to lift both of your hands, sister. The healing of the Lord is coming upon you. Come on, give me a young person that believes she's going to be healed. Come with me right now. And then come on, some young person that believes, you come with me right now. I want you to lift your hands, church, right now. You lift your hands in the air. Amen. I want you to lay your hands on her head. Come on, you come over here. You begin to pray. I want you to stay. I want you to stay by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus. I command the pain in your body to leave your body. Every muscle disease, be gone in Jesus' name. I set you free in Jesus' name. By the name of Jesus. Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Make you a joyful noise in the house of God. Come on, young people. There's something breaking in this house. God is loosing His will. That's okay. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Come on. There's light beams shooting out of this place. My God, stand to your feet. Give Jesus a standing ovation. Sácalo por locos. How you doing, sister? Check your arms, your back, your neck, all your body. Move around. How you feel? Any more pain? No more pain. She's waving her head. No, shaking her head. Her head, your head's okay? Couldn't do that before? That feels better? I can't hear you, but I see your expressions. She's all out. Well, let's thank the Lord. That's right. I didn't even touch her. I didn't lay one hand on her. Believers laid hands on the sick and they recovered. This 12-year-old girl laid her hand on her mom who had been sick for 5 years, couldn't even open a Coke can. And instantly, God healed this woman and she danced for 1 hour and 45 minutes. And at the end of her dance, she fell out, went into a trance of vision. In her vision, she's called every single person the next day. She called the pastor and told him every single person that came to the altar like this, with chains on their feet and chains on their hands. And she said, I saw the sword of the Lord. I saw it the way I saw it. And she said, the angel, when you and Brother Hernandez would pray, the angel would come and cut off the chains. You know where those chains came from? There are some demons that unless they're able to chain you, they are chained themselves. And once those chains are broken off of you, they go back on the demon who was chained in the first place. That's the only place chains come from. Let me show you where the chains are. Let me show you where the chains are. Just stay standing. Jude 1 and 6 says, come on, musicians. And the angels which kept not their first estate. That's obviously the third that fell, and thank God there's two-thirds left. So you have two angels to every demon still. And left their own habitation, he, God, hath reserved, that means he already did it, in everlasting chains. That's where chains belong. Under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. The New American Standard says he kept them in eternal bonds. NIV says he has kept them in darkness bound with everlasting chains. Demons, matter of fact, there were chains that fell off of several of you over the last 30 minutes. You know where those chains went back to? That demon that started that whole mess with you. You know what happened to those demons right now? They're bound up. And the next time they come to you, you know how they come to you? Like this. Did you realize, according to my Bible, every demon and every devil, or the devil himself, they are bound with everlasting chains right now? You know what that tells me? That every time a demon comes to attack you, you are literally fighting a chained devil. Watch this now. How many of you are in his marvelous light, in God's marvelous light? Say, yeah! Hear that, devil? Go home, boy. Go home. Go home, boy. In Jesus' name, go home! Now, this is just light. Hit the spotlight. Right on my face. That's a little more marvelous light. You know what that does? That blinds me the instant it hits me. You know what happens? The next time you walk out there and you say, oh, the devil's bothering me, I want you to get this in your brain. The next time you feel that the devil's coming against you, a spirit is coming against you, understand how he's coming. He's coming to you, first of all, chained. When he gets close, he gets blinded because of the light that's inside of you. Basically, you are fighting a blind, chained devil. You know what I want you to do? I want you to come up here right now to this altar. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. That means you. That means you. And you. And you. And you waiting for me to call your name. Come on. I don't know your name. Come on. That means you. Come on. Come on. Come on. He that the Son has set free. That's what we're going to say. You know what we're going to do? We're going to exercise our right to be free. I don't want you crying. That's by the tomb. We're not crying. We're resurrecting, honey, unto new life in this place. That's why this place is called New Life. Amen. We're resurrecting under new life. You know what I want you to do? I don't want you to pray for 3 minutes and say, oh, I wonder who's done praying. That's not what I want you to do. You're not understanding what I just preached to you. If you do that, a typical altar call 7 minutes. I don't even want you to do that because we're not typical. Oh, don't give me that now. I said, we're not typical. You know what I want you to do? I want you to begin to exercise your liberty in every place where the devil has tormented you over the last 3 years. I want you to think about last year. Okay? What the devil tried to mess with you with. Okay? Alright? Think. Think. What else? Think. Where else did he try to mess you up and trip you up? Think. Okay, now the year before that. What stuff did you go through? Why am I using three? Because three represents resurrection. Amen. Now I want you to go to 96 and 96. Where was I in 96? What did I do in 96? What things, amen, did I fail in 96 that the devil was laughing at me and I felt totally down and I felt like I was defeated? And you got a few things in 96? Okay, well, go back to 95, okay? You know what I want you to do? I want you to start back in 95 and I want you to take yourself a 10-minute journey at least. And I want you to begin to walk in the places where the devil tried to chain you up. And I want you to begin to return all those things back unto the place where they belong. I want you to begin to exercise every blessing, every liberty, amen, every deliverance that God has established under the church of the living God. Now that's going to take you a little while. Now if you're done in 5 minutes, my God, I don't want to hang around you because you had a boring 3 years. But honey, if you've gone through what I've gone through in the last 3 years, and you've been fighting against some of the things that have been attacking me, amen, and a lot of people like me in the last 3 years, there's something that's going to begin to transcend and loose inside your soul. Okay, lift your hands and go back, amen, and begin to walk. Begin to walk into those closets. Begin to walk into those circumstances. And begin to loose yourself. And begin to command the chains to go back from whence they came. By the authority of the word of God. And by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, He's Kota. Hande Yekoto. Rokota. Let's see, as they release themselves in the Holy Ghost, the people on the auction.